And head coach Bob McKillop has made his way up to our perch here at Matthews Arena. He is getting set to sit down as it's time now for today's postgame coaches interview presented by Bearings. And coach, a wonderful win here, 10 points. I know at points you're up 17. They surge back. Your team continued to cut that off and counterpunch.
And how about the game force they had? I'm hoarse right now. But the game force they had was sensational, but he had tremendous help from, in particular, our big guys. I thought Luca and Sam and Nelson and even DK, they did an incredibly great job of playing inside out. So many times this year the ball's gone in and we've tried to score one-on-one, and Northeastern are sensational the way they crowd the paint, the way they force traffic downstairs. So you could get stripped, you could walk, you're in trouble. And they had the IQ, they had the poise to throw it back out. And it did go back in once. Luka made that jump hook in the second half when it went back in. So it was wonderful to see that interaction between the post and the perimeter.
And coach, you talked about Lawyer. I know you love the word sensational. Are there any other words to describe what he did today with the 35 points, 8 3-pointers, perfect from the line?
Yeah, he made every big shot. And not only did he make the threes, but critical foul shots that he drew. How about those two fouls that he drew where they were so conscious of his three that they left their feet on a simple pump fake, and shot clock is going down, and that's a dagger to the heart when there's 7 seconds, 5 seconds on a shot clock. He pump fakes, gets the guy in the air, and gets either two or three on it. So it's a great poise.
How pleased were you with the way your team handled the rebounds? You end up plus 5 total rebounds, especially working against Doherty inside.
Well, I thought we did a great job, and credit the bigs, but also the guards put a body on him every time. And I think we set that tone early. And when we jumped out early in the first half, I think we kind of set the tone for the game. And then, of course, as it always happens, they got lethal from the three in the second half. They were 7-for-12. You can overcome a 7-for-12 shooting from a three-point line in one half. That says something very good. And Will Riegel had us incredibly well prepared. We knew where we were supposed to be, and each time there was a breakdown, it was just a little discipline issue that we didn't have. It wasn't because we hadn't seen it, we hadn't rehearsed it, we hadn't practiced it. It was just a little bit, we closed out not as aggressively as we should have. We allowed a baseline cut. We bailed the guy out on a drive. But up to that point of the little discipline issue here and there, I thought Will did a great job of getting us ready to defend them.
Speaking about discipline, I was able to see that in Luka's game. 7 rebounds, 3 blocks inside. He was a factor with Doherty.
Yeah, he really was. And Doherty's a heck of a player. Played at Notre Dame. Goes for 10-6 today, but he earned every one of his shots. I think Luka blocked him 3 times in the first half. And, again, sent the message. And that's really very – I don't think too many people have blocked Doherty's shots that much.
Talk about the play. Points in the paint. Ends up 30-22. It was a bigger discrepancy for most of this game. But you're getting a lot of great looks inside. Lee, Mike Jones, throughout this contest.
Who would have ever thought that we have three guys like Foster, like Lee, and like Mike driving to the basket, slashing to the basket, and shooting unopposed layups. And I know Mike shot 2. I think Lee shot 2. I think Foster shot 1. And then we got some of those cuts where we shot the layups as well. So I think the points in the paint are a little bit guard points in the paint might be a better way of describing it.
You know, this morning, a heavy emphasis in films was active hands. And we saw a lot of clips from the Charlotte game where it worked really well. I thought that was really important early.
Really very important early. And then they really spread us out in the second half. And that's why they were shooting threes as much, obviously, to get back in the game. But because they couldn't get anything inside the arc. And as a result of them spreading us out, those deflections were a little bit stretched out beyond where we were supposed to be defending. But the deflections in the first half were pivotal.
And we didn't even talk about Lee. He was the guy that finished with 23 on the offensive side. Seemed like he just continued to battle.
Yeah, and he would get a key rebound here and a key rebound there. I love the way our guards had the arm bar defensively against bigger guys who went perimeter to post with their dribble. And what I mean by that is a guy catches at the arc and he puts it on the floor and he's 6'6", 6'7", and he drives to the basket and he backs his way in to the basket. And, you know, you got Grant or you got Foster. Those guys are being outweighed and outmatched size-wise, and yet they held their ground, and I thought that was really critical.
Finally, Coach, what will be your message, or what was your message to your team coming out of this?
Happy birthday, Sam. Today's Sam Menega's birthday, and we're going to be celebrating that, and it's a great way to start it off.
Great stuff, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you, Jared.